Work continues to expand the stratospheric balloon base. This week, Timmins Council awarded a $148,654 contract to CSIRO Construction Limited to relocate a garage and small trailer shelter, as well as do site work. While the item isn't in the 2022 budget, the city will be reimbursed for the cost of the work. The stratospheric balloon facility is at the Timmins Victor M. Power Airport in a secured area near the MNR buildings. The city owns the base, which is leased to the Canadian Space Agency, CSA. The launches are a partnership between the CSA and French Space Agency. The expansion is to give scientists more room to work on payloads, especially early in the launches when there are weather delays or multiple projects ongoing. If they get a delay in the launch, then they can get the next group of scientists come in and piggyback on them, and there's not enough room for them all if they're there at the same time, so they want to build another integration hall, said Dave Dament, Timmins Airport manager. In January, L360 Architecture was hired to be the design and contract administration consultant for the expansion, which is the first phase of the expansion. The second phase is the tender for the new integration hall, which is expected to go out shortly. Construction is expected to start later this year. The first stratospheric balloon campaign in Timmins in 2013 was a qualification campaign. Launches were also made in 2014, 2015, and 2019. For a better idea of what the stratospheric base does, check out a story about the 2019 launch here.